Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're going to do things all the time together.
I feel like I'm Zach Galifianakis because I just want you guys to be my best friends. You're Bradley Cooper. You're like, eh.
Annie, you're definitely Zach
Galifianakis. I am. It's okay. I own it.
I would go on a road trip with you guys anytime in Vegas. I think that would
be the hangover wouldn't be the same with those Zach Galifianakis.
So I took a trip over the long weekend as well.
Yes.
I was kind of cryptic about it before I left because if I'm being really honest, I just didn't want Carson to tell me that he disagreed with my decisions.
Sometimes you just can't. You can't handle it.
You didn't want him to disapprove?
I didn't. No, I don't. I mean, honestly, I don't. It's not that I don't care if he approves or disapproves. I just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, just pretend I'm bald because this is how this breaks.
So I went to Sedona in Arizona.
Yes.
Was the idea to get a little bit of Zen, you know, feel the vortex, have the spiritualness, whatever. It snowed first and foremost.
I can't.
It snowed in Arizona. I just want everyone to know.
This would only happen to you.
Of course it would. But I didn't go alone. And when I was there, I basically did the whole vacation with one of my exes.
Yes. And I knew this previous. Kennedy had shared with me that she was going.
Of course. Girl
knows,
power and what
knows
have you.
Everything I do.
I was just so happy because I know there's been some troubles, but I think you guys had a great friendship above anything else.
Yeah.
And I think you should still, you have a good time with him.
We did. And it was like, you know, you could get that closure and be all done with the stuff that happened that
you
forever, like, you know, the hurt part. But we had a blast. Like, no weirdness, no awkward moments in the car when you're driving for hours on end. You know, it was just chill and awesome. And Dan, what's your problem?
Allow me to play devil's advocate.
What?
Don't go on vacation with your ex-boyfriends.
Why?
Because I feel like you never move on from somebody when you actually break up with them. You never leave them fully. They're always a part of you in a certain way.
Sure.
And that'll hinder future findings of a new man.
I disagree. I don't think that's going to hurt her in future relationships at all. I really think you guys had an amazing connection. I'm not saying on a romantic level. I don't think she wants a romantic relationship with him anymore.
Did you guys get romantical on vacation?
I wouldn't call it romantic.
See? Ipso facto.
Live your life, girl. I'm not mad at that.
No, I hear what you're saying, Dan. I do. I realize that, you know, if you're looking backwards, you can't move forward. But I don't feel like I'm looking backwards. Well, I feel like I'm just in a place where we can go hang out. Whatever happens, happens. And then on Monday morning, you wake up and he goes to work and I go to work and that's that.
I feel like you have a serial pattern with this, though, because I know he's not the only one you're still talking to.
No.
One of them watches your dog all the time. Won't name any names here.
Yeah, but that one is definitely not romantic.
No,
no. So each one is different and special in its own right.
They're not snowflakes. They're exes. You find a new man, he's going to be like, oh, who's that? That's just one of my ex-boyfriends. Oh, who's that? That's just one of my ex-boyfriends. They're all different and special in their own way.
Yeah,
he's going to be like, I'm going to go for a pack of smokes and never come back.
But that's who Kennedy is as a person, I feel. I think that you're not just going to cut people off in your life. Like, they were a really big part of you at one point.
Yeah.
I think that's so important to... I don't see the problem if they're not hindering your life right now.
No. I'm good.
Did he travel to Arizona with you, or is he already in Arizona?
Who?
The person you vacationed with.
Oh, yeah. No, he lives there.
Okay.
No, it wasn't like an airplane travel. He just happened to make it so I didn't have to stay at a motel.
Oh, good for you.
See,
now you're just being economic.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.